January 1, that we may be encouraged. For all those words which were written long ago are meant to teach us today that when we read in the Scriptures of the endurance of men and of all the help that God gave them in those days, we may be encouraged to go on hoping in our own time. Romans 15:4, Phillips translation. The lives recorded in the Bible are authentic histories of actual individuals. From Adam down through successive generations to the time of the apostles, we have a plain, unvarnished account of what actually occurred and the genuine experience of real characters. It is a subject of wonder to many that inspired history should narrate in the lives of good men facts that tarnish their moral characters. The inspired writers did not testify to falsehoods to prevent the pages of sacred history being clouded by the record of human frailties and faults. It is one of the best evidences of the authenticity of the Scriptures that the truth is not glossed over nor the sins of its chief characters suppressed. How many biographies have been written of faultless Christians who in their ordinary home life and church relations shown as examples of immaculate piety, yet had the pen of inspiration written their histories, how different would they have appeared? There would have been revealed human weaknesses, struggles with selfishness, bigotry and pride, hidden sins, perhaps, and the continual warfare between the spirit and the flesh. Had our good Bible been written by uninspired persons, it would have presented quite a different appearance and would have been a discouraging study to erring mortals who are contending with natural frailties and the temptations of a wily foe. But as it is, we have a correct record of the religious experience of marked characters in Bible history, men whom God favored and to whom he entrusted great responsibilities, were sometimes overcome by temptation and committed sins, even as we of the present day strive, waver, and frequently fall into error. But it is encouraging to desponding hearts to know that through God's grace they can gain fresh vigor to again rise above their evil natures, and remembering this, we are ready to renew the conflict ourselves.